guys have never seen this play before. And that's maybe a good thing. What I was going to say, though, is that this evening is a different kind of social theater. That the play informs the conversation. And our guest speakers are really the highlight of the evening. So, as you watch this, just be aware that the play has no intermission. So there'll be about 5 more minutes of music if you want to go visit the necessary room, which is down the stairs, and there's a bar downstairs, and if you go through the bar, the bathrooms are on your right. Yes. Afterwards, by all means, come back in, and we'll have to talk back. One of the things that made a big difference, though, and one of the reasons I'm wearing the t-shirt, is when we, most of the folks that we have here are advocates for trying to eliminate the statute of limitations on reporting sexual abuse. And there was a whole march on on Albany, and folks were wearing our t-shirts. And I thought, well, that's a different way for theater to interact with the world. And that's kind of what spawned this particular night. And I really want to thank Gene Fish and New York New Works Festival for allowing us to have one more night. So we'll be back shortly. 5 more minutes, and then the show will start.
She's the kind of girl you want so much, it makes you sorry. Still, you don't regret a single.
Thank you. outside.
Where?
Out of here, outside.
No.
But the parking lot.
I'm fine here.
You pushed
me in here.
No, I didn't push.
Out of sight.
I didn't push you, I brought you in here.
And they'll wonder who I am.
They all saw you, so yes, I'm sure they will.
You kept me waiting, Peter.
Look, will you?
I'm standing there for... Can I close the door?
No.
Can you close the door?
No, the door stays open.
Why?
Look, I don't want it closed.
There's a draft.
Look. We're going outside in a minute.
I'm here now because you brought me.
Look, I think this is better outside. Look, we can...
Close the door. There's a draft coming in. I don't like it. I'll close it then. The door's closed. People who they expect others to clean up after them. I asked a man, he dropped an empty can, a beer can, and a cigarette pack on the sidewalk. Dropped them, didn't think about it, just let them fall. I told him to pick them up. He laughed, he thought I was joking. He was with a woman. Bitch, she called me. She defended him, he laughed.
Oh, how did you find me?
In a photo, in a magazine.
Where? What magazine?
Some trade magazine promotional. A glossy magazine thing in a waiting room. A doctor's waiting room. You know the thing I'm talking about?
Yes.
There was a photo on the back of it. You and a group of people, a team. They called you a team. You won some award, some excellence, a performance.
So what? You saw a photo.
You have friends.
You saw this photo.
Friends.
And if you yes, of course I have friends.
New friends are the same old friends. Your eyes are red. They look like they're stinging.
What did you feel?
Don't rub them.
A photo. You drove here.
Yes. You want to see it?
No, I don't want to see
it. But you know the photo.
Yes.
Stop rubbing them.
They hurt.
Because you're rubbing them.
I rub them because they hurt. It's the only way to stop them from hurting. You drove here.
Yes.
How long did it take you? I mean, where did... I don't believe.
Is it me? Am I making that happen? Are you allergic to me? Are you not going to talk?
We're going to go outside. On your feet. Will you get up, please? Look, we're going outside. We're going to walk through the door.
I wrote you letters.
Letters?
They
never got any letters. When?
They were never sent.
What did they say? What was this?
I wasn't meant to send them. They told me, the people who helped me afterwards, to write you a letter. Letters telling you what I thought of you, what I felt, wanted to say, to not let it, like you have. Win. Authority.
Authority.
I wrote hundreds. I wrote that I wanted to pull out your eyes, poke them out, stamp on them, to all kinds of things. I've still got them.
You kept them?
The best ones. I still read them sometimes. The fury in them. You didn't answer. New friends or did your old friends stand by you?
What do you think?
I think the...
6-7 hours to drive here? For what?
Because in that photo...
To make me suffer?
I wouldn't call that. Your eyes suffering. Rub them more than harder.
I didn't need to talk to you. I could have walked away. I'm under no obligation.
So this man...
What man?
The man with the litter. It wasn't the littering, the dirtying. It was the man, the person doing that. Because he hasn't been schooled, educated, civilized enough. I just thought, you are a beast. No one has ever cared for you properly, and you're too stupid to even know that, or you would have understood just what see what you are in this. You do not even know you exist. I asked to speak to Peter, and Ray appeared.
This is pointless. Absolutely pointless. Can you see that? Can you not see that? Who told you to do this? Well, whoever advised
no one.
Well, I didn't agree to this.
No.
But forget what? You don't have the right to my my humiliation, where I work, where people are, my colleagues, work colleagues, walking in, asking for me. Look, I have nothing to say to you. You're some kind of a ghost. I turned up from nowhere to you. Go home. Please. Just leave me alone and go home.
You think I still live in the same town?
I don't know. I don't know where you live. How would I know that?
I do. I still live
well,
there.
Get out of
never
here.
Moved.
You have to go back. Go back there.
I do feel like a ghost. I do. I feel like a ghost everywhere I go. I wrote that in my letters, too. You made me into a ghost. People talked about me as if I wasn't there, wouldn't let me speak.
Look, go outside. Go. Look, listen to me. I'm telling you, just walk out into the air. Just breathe air. Stop being a ghost. You will live again because this should never have happened. Well, because are you feeling any better yet? Is this doing you good?
Yes.
Well, I can't say anything to you. You're beyond me. How the hell is it good to tell me? Except you don't know what you want. You don't know why you're here. Tell whoever it was that sent you that.
Nobody, I told you.
And I don't care.
Where are you going?
No.
Don't go.
Look, I don't care. It's not my responsibility.
I'll follow
you. Do what you want. This is hell. Just stay away from me. You need help.
Don't leave me in here.
In my life. If that's what you wanted to find out, and I don't know why you would want that, but you're getting nothing. Do you understand? Do you understand?
My dad died. You didn't know? It didn't reach you? 6 years ago, maybe you weren't here, maybe you were somewhere else.
No, I was here. How?
He tripped. He fell down steps and deteriorated. He never got over it. You were a guest in our home. I was his baby. He invited you in as a guest into his home. He tried to find you.
He knew where I was the first 3 years, 7 months.
He wanted to kill you. Not a second thought. He said it all the time. It was... He would have killed you.
What's in there? What's in your bag? What's in it?
I need
it. Give me it.
No, what?
What are you doing? Are you? Well, don't! Do you want to kill me?
I was going to Kleenex you to death. And that's acid, not water.
Chose a name at random.
How?
I opened the phone book.
In the tail on the donkey?
Kind of.
What's your full name? Peter what? Peter... I can ask outside.
Trevelyan.
Peter Trevelyan?
Yes.
Where the hell did that come from? Peter Trevelyan.
Under T. Look, it was necessary.
But Jesus, Trevelyan? Were you? God, no. That's you. To the manor born, the silver spoon. It's from a phone book at random? Were you delirious? Delusions of grandeur? Because Jesus, the rich sleep with young girls too, underage girls. Ruin their lives too. In fact, the rich must have as much sex with young girls as the poor. They must be neck and neck. But if it does the job, if it does it, command respect and help you forget.
Okay, enough.
They don't know any of them out there, do they? In the park, the lady, the man.
She knows.
She knows?
Yes.
How does she know?
I told her.
Everything?
The facts.
My age?
Yes.
Your sentence?
Yes.
When it started?
Yes. Been together 7 years.
What did you tell her? What? Tell me what you told her.
That when I was 40, I had an illegal relationship. I had sex with a minor.
And she was fine with that?
No, of course not. But I told her what my life was like then. I had problems, and I didn't. I couldn't handle them. I gave in. I broke apart.
Did you?
Look, I made the biggest, most stupid mistake of my life.
You told her? It was a...
A what?
A 3-month stupid mistake you made? That you ran away with me? That too?
And then I pulled myself up. I got back on track. You laugh. You don't believe it. Well, that's fine. That's fine with me. I don't need you to.
She believed you. You managed to make her believe.
Because she loves me.
What's wrong with her? Must be something wrong with her.
Don't say that. Don't talk about her. She's helped me.
Do you have any children with her?
No.
Do you want children?
That's not fun.
Do you see me laughing? Actually, it is funny. In that photo, there's nothing. Nothing in your face. Smiling. You've forgotten. You've...
Yes. Yes, I have.
10 years later. 8. 8 years. Now you'd be on the registry. Your name would be there. Ray would be there. You wouldn't be able to forget. You couldn't. Peter, No one would let you. It wouldn't just be me. People would be outside or surrounding your house.
Look, I'm living my life. A new life that I fought for because I
did you ever think about me?
I have every right. I can push it as far away
what
as
was
I...
What's happening to me?
You think I should be living every day? Look, this is my life. You can't
but
come in.
I'm a judge.
You can't
it's
come in.
It's my parents.
Look, I'm entitled to something, to live.
I did the sentence. I did your sentence for 15 years. I lost everything. I lost more than you ever did. I lost because I never had time to begin. That house on the street, we never moved. I was talked about, pointed at, stared at. I lost all my friends. I have my name. I have to keep my name.
Whatever it is you want me to, I've taken you seriously, but if you tell me, you can't think about it every day.
I don't have to think. It's there.
Is that wise? No, to let yourself, does no one tell you? Do you not have friends, people who,
of course
who
I
know
friends.
That you do this?
Yes.
And they listen.
Yes.
They still got
yes.
What kind of friends are they?
Keep
I mean, what kind of
my friends.
I mean, they allow this. They actually allow this. Are they waiting to hear from you? How this went? How? Are they outside? Did they drive you here? Are they?
There's no one with me. How many times do I have to tell you?
Do you a partner?
That has nothing to do with this.
Does anyone care about you at all? I've done the same. I brought you in here and I let you talk and I was... And listen,
what,
I mean, what do you do? Do you work? Are you able to work? I mean, have you taken time off to
just... The photos.
What photos?
The photos you took of me in your apartment. Where are they? They never found them. The police never found them. I've seen websites. Hundreds on websites. Hundreds of 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. Younger. Photographs in, on beds, in bedrooms. And my one, because some of these photos go back to the 70s. You can tell by the room. And people, men, scan them and put them. Those kids will be adults now, not know.
I burnt them.
Did you?
Yes. Of course I did. Of course. No one ever saw them. I burnt them before we left. And they weren't. I mean, you were wearing your clothes, jeans.
Sitting on your sofa, lying down. They had the same photos on
what, on those sites? That, those people? Those sick bastards? Look, I was never one of them. I was never that. You've been told I was. I am. They called me that. I spent 3 years in hell, more.
Yes.
Yeah, what they called me, this battle, I kicked shit. Human shit thrown in my face. Well, you know, I wasn't one of them.
How?
You know.
I don't know you. I don't know anything about you except you abused me, didn't you? Didn't you?
Yes, but...
There is no but.
Let me...
There's no but.
No, I did.
Jesus.
I did.
Then what?
They said in court. They made it sell. They made it look that I selected you, that I chose in that day, that day at the barbecue when we spoke for the first time. I didn't come there to, you know, when we talked for the first time,
Was that her?
Yes. Can I have some water? Why he invited me, your father. I say hello to him when I see him on the street. surprised when he asked me. I wasn't going to come. I didn't know anyone there or neighbors who... But my windows were open. I could smell the barbecue 5 doors away. But smoke. It wasn't too because of you. Yeah, I'd see on the street around, but not... Not...
You weren't looking at me at the barbecue.
No.
I saw you.
No, I wasn't.
Felt
no, I looked at you. I wasn't looking.
You said, why aren't you happy? You should be happy. The first thing you said.
You were sitting on your own, not talking to anyone. You weren't very happy. That's what I was watching. People tried to talk to you. You gave them nothing. You had a fight with your best friend, hadn't you?
I used to think after, if we hadn't fought, if she'd been there, it could have been her.
How many people were there? How many guests? 15? 20? In your backyard? In your parents' backyard? Well, and you know you are, well, a person knows. I read this when they're aroused by children, by underage people.
You read it?
Yes.
There's a handbook?
There's
a checklist?
Yeah, well, because when you're aroused by children...
Read some of those books, too.
So have I. So did I. As many as I could find, it was to... Yes, a checklist. It was, yes, to find out, to learn the facts.
What facts?
The facts, the patterns, the cycles.
The cycle?
Of...
Abuse?
Yes.
Can't you say it?
Abuse. Abusing! Look, there's figures in you.
Were you abused as a child?
No.
You're sure?
Yes, for God's sakes. Don't... Look, I feel sick. I think I remember that. Yeah, the lawyer asked me if I had been. It was better for me if I had been. Better for everyone if I had been. I read those books. I thought about my life to be sure I wasn't... Wasn't one of them, one of the, well, because 3 years, 7 months, being told as to ask myself, interrogate myself, being given, no, because when you are, when kids, when they do it for a person, yeah, but they don't want to admit that they're shocked, they're horrified, that they feel like this, they stay away, they distance themselves, they're threatened, they know it, because they love them, but they love them too much to want to show that love, because, well, that love is, well, they want to protect them. They stay away from wherever children will be. If you're aroused and you desire, want to feed that desire, well, they find ways. They're always looking for ways to be near them, to lure them. These people are very, very careful. Are very, very deceptive. The greater the deception, the greater the risk, the more they enjoy it.
Did you memorize these books?
It was a hot day, the day of the barbecue. I had a pair of shorts on, my only pair of shorts. I only ever own one pair at a time. I wear one pair until they get old, and then I buy new ones because I don't.
What?
Well, I don't wear shorts.
Are you?
I don't wear shorts unless it's very hot.
Shorts?
Yeah, and well, they were tight shorts. It was a style then. And look, don't smile. Don't. Look, I'm trying to tell you. They laughed in court. They laughed at that in court. Remember these shorts.
Do you hear yourself? Your tight shorts, do you know
Well, if I had an erection...
You're serious.
If I had an erection aroused, I was standing right beside you. I would have walked away or sat down because when I had an erection aroused shorts, you couldn't miss it. It was obvious. Any person looking could plainly see. Any guest would have seen. They would have. And I know it's not the only indication, but it is for me. When I turned on, I get hard. I get hard immediately, but I stayed there. I stayed there and talked to you. You were Someone's a neighbor's daughter who was annoyed at the world that day, not a target. But I was seeing a woman. And I know those people can still have relationships and still do what they do, but most of them don't. And they're loners, just incapable of having it.
My parents thought you were...
What?
Shy, a little dull, and a loner. Why didn't you bring your girlfriend? My dad said you could bring her.
She wasn't my girlfriend. She was...
You saw a lot of her.
I only saw her for a few months. I can't even remember her name. She was dull.
She attacked me once. A couple of years later, I was with my mother walking on the street. She came up to me and slapped my face.
She said you used to glare at her, that you were after me. You'd hang around the street beside my car.
It's how I made up with my friend. I told her about you, about talking to you. You looking at me, flirting.
God, that was you, not me. You. The notes. You wrote notes. You put them on the windshield shield beside under my car. Your girlfriend's ugly. She has a glass eye. Always one sentence. She laughs like a duck.
That's not.
And others. Remember the barbecue? That was one. I had to tell you to stop it outside the drugstore, and you said, "What was I talking about?" Pretended not to know.
I did stop. I stopped writing them. I'd have done anything you said. I wanted you to be my boyfriend. I wanted to sit beside you in your car and be driven into town and for people to see me, see us. I took a Polaroid of you and with my friend we kissed it. Put it on my pillow and sat beside it and then, any excuse, brought you cookies and brownies that my mother made. Asked you to sponsor me for a walkathon. Oh, I was shameless. You didn't stop that. All you had to do was tell my parents. A stupid girl who had a stupid crush, but you didn't. Let it start.
Weren't stupid.
Yes, I was.
You weren't.
I was too young, too stupid, too in love to have the awareness, the experience, but that's what you wanted. I didn't ask difficult questions. I didn't have any questions to ask. I wanted anything you wanted.
No.
Yes. I said yes, and I kept saying yes, eager to please, desperate to please.
You don't remember yourself, what you were like.
What was I like?
Strong.
Strong? What does that mean?
Headstrong.
Don't.
Determined.
Don't.
But when we started to really talk, alone, when you told me about yourself, I discovered I was surprised. You made me laugh.
Laugh? Did I what? Make faces? Tickle you?
You were older than her, that woman I was seeing.
Older?
Yeah, with that stupid laugh, yes.
How older? You're not making any sense.
You knew about love. You knew more about love than she did. Than I did. You just wanted so impatient. You couldn't wait to start menstruating. You told me that. You were sick of being treated like a child. The last thing you wanted was to be told that you were a child.
Jesus, that's what children say.
You weren't like other children.
I was a girl, a virgin, an untouched body, having it to yourself, being the first, teaching me, showing me,
no.
Coming inside me. What else could I have possibly given you? Given you that wasn't my 12-year-old body. There was nothing else.
There was. For me, there was. You were on my mind all the time, and I couldn't get you out. So I gave in. I gave into it. And everything, every day was about how I could see you, to talk to you. I left work early. I'd work on my car on the street. It didn't even work. I took things apart, put them back together just to... The engine was perfect, because you'd be there and we could talk and it was fine. It was out in the open and no one thought anything. Your parents, the kids who played there. But it wasn't enough. I had to be alone with you. Do you remember the codes, the signals we used to have to meet, to just speak, to talk, to be alone together? You remember? I'd call your parents' house. One ring.
It meant she wasn't with you. You were on your own.
I parked my car facing right.
I forgot about that. And the next day you'd be there to meet me in the park. The public park.
It's the only place we can meet.
The first time in the park. I'd be so excited knowing you'd be there. And I ran because you were mine. You were sitting on a bench reading a newspaper. And the first thing you said to me, you told me not to sit beside you. I had to walk past you, and I knew why.
It was ridiculous. A stupid place to meet. I hadn't thought about it. I didn't think. I didn't know what was happening to me. And you.
I walked into the bushes.
You disappeared. You started calling out my name. Ray. Come here, Ray. And I sat there, and a man. Well, there was a man. But sitting there when I was walking along the path, and you called out again, and he looked at me and laughed, and he hadn't seen you. He didn't know. He only heard your voice. Ray, come on, I'm waiting, and I hadn't even seen, but I could still explain it. Up until that moment, I would still be believed. I could walk away and stop everything.
But you didn't.
No. I couldn't. Whatever was happening, whatever I was thinking, thought about, was in me, just made me believe I loved you. It made me want to walk across the grass and get on my knees and crawl under the branches and hold your hands and kiss you.
Lay down next to each other and open my shirt and touch my breasts and unzip yourself and take out your cock.
Not the first time.
Oh, I'm sorry, gentlemen. Not the first time. The second, the third time. Both of us lying on a blanket you brought. A blanket. I thought it was for me, but it was. So that twigs and earth didn't stick to my clothes so no one would suspect.
I didn't want us to get caught. It never came up at the trial, the park, the bushes, the blanket. I always wondered why.
I never told them.
Why?
I don't know. You didn't either.
No. It would have given me 10 years.
I was only in court testifying one day in a separate room. I never knew what was said. No one was telling me anything. I was at a relative's house, not allowed to leave, no television, no newspapers. No one was telling me about the trial. Even now, my mother won't. You remember the name of the town where we went?
Yes.
There was a beach. It was dark, winter. All the stores were closed. We walked along the beach. It was cold. We held hands. We could do that because it was dark. You bought a room at a guest house. I had to stand behind you as you greeted the woman, keep my head down, and run up the stairs. Did you know her, that woman?
No.
I always thought you did. I don't know why.
Oh, how would I? Okay.
There were twin beds.
That's enough. I don't want to hear it.
Why not?
I told you why. We both know what happened.
I don't. I don't know everything. You don't. You don't know anything. I want you to know what I did for you.
What you did for me.
Twin beds, a TV, nothing else. The window overlooking the water. We undressed. We had sex on one of the beds. I don't know how long for. I saw how much pleasure it gave you. I liked that I could do that. We did it twice. Fucked twice. You turned. know if I came. Did I come?
I thought you did, yes.
What did I do? How could you tell? Did I make a noise?
Your face was flushed. You kept your eyes closed a long time.
You said you wanted cigarettes. You were going to look for a store, a bar. I wanted to go with you, but you said no, I had to wait there. Wait for you, you'd be 5 minutes. And you touched me, you kissed me between my legs, your tongue, both my breasts. You'd be back in no time. I lay on the bed listening to your footsteps going downstairs. I wrapped a sheet around me and went over to the window. I wanted chocolate. I tried to open it. Whatever I ate then, candy, shout to you, chocolate! But the window wouldn't open. I saw you down below, opening the front gate. I knocked on the window, but you were already walking along the street, the middle of the street. You didn't see me. I fell asleep, and when I woke up, I didn't know the time. I was sore between my legs, but I felt wonderful. You hadn't come back yet, but I was so happy. My man would be back soon, and he would have chocolate for me. I didn't need to tell him what I wanted. You knew and you'd bring it to me. But still, you didn't come. The room was cold. I got dressed, looked out the window. Your car was still there across the road. I could hear talking downstairs, not clearly, but voices. I walked downstairs. The front door was closed. The only sound was coming from a TV in a room. The voices were from the TV. The door was open a bit. I knocked on the door. Nothing happened. No one was there. I opened the front door and went out. There was a shout as I was closing the door. The woman I opened saw her. What are you? Or saw her walking towards me. And I shut the door, ran out to the gate, out to the street, and ran. I walked to the center of town. It was late, 10 on the church clock. The ferry left at midnight. There wasn't long. You were nowhere. A store was open, lights. I asked inside if a man had bought cigarettes. He told me to get out. He thought I was buying cigarettes. I tried to describe you, but he didn't listen. Then a bar. You'd be inside having a drink and a smoke, but I couldn't go in. I had to. All my courage went till two men walked in, followed behind them, walking around the bar looking for you. Men making jokes, laughing. What are you looking for? You lost, honey? I said, my dad. The man behind the bar asked me. I said, we said in trouble. You were my dad. Told him what you were wearing, what you looked like. He'd seen you. You'd been in, smoked a cigarette, had a drink, then left. He was concerned, the man. He asked me my name, and I told him. He wanted to walk with me, help me look. I said, no, 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 I'm fine, I'm fine. I kept walking along the main street. A few people passed me. I wanted to ask them if they'd seen you, but I didn't know what to say. Then another bar. Everyone's faces turning to look at me, shouting, laughing. I walked on and on. I walked past houses, getting further away from the water. I walked 10 steps, ran 10. You'd be at the next corner, the next any moment. Every car was you. The house has stopped. I was at the end. I looked out to the darkness. I'd gone too far. I walked too far. I was at the end. I missed you. You were back at the guest house looking for me, wondering where I was. I ran back. I thought I was lost, and then I wasn't. I could see the clock above the roofs. I walked towards it. It said 11:30. We could still make the ferry. I ran and ran. I could see the guest house. But your car had gone. I checked, ran up and down, looking inside all the cars, and my bag was inside your car with all my clothes, with everything. And you were gone. The clothes I brought, but in the room, the window, it was dark. Didn't know what to do. I waited. I sat on a bench. I was freezing, hungry. I wanted to know what I had done, why you'd gone. I was crying. You'd left me. Or something terrible had happened. You'd been killed or drowned, or I couldn't do anything, couldn't go anywhere. Something had happened. You wouldn't have left me. You wouldn't have done that. I heard midnight. You weren't coming. I was alone. A woman talked to me. They saw me across the road. A woman and a man walking their dog. They asked what I was doing there, who was looking after me, where did I live. They went back to their house. They gave me blankets and called my parents. I lay on their sofa listening to her talk to my mother. The police were there with her. I felt sick. I wanted to die. I was never going to see you again. I'd have to face all of them, everyone, all of them alone. I protected you, defended you, stay true. I told the police you hadn't touched me, you'd done nothing. I was a runaway. I wanted to escape my parents, my house, my school. You've given me a little call. You'd help me escape. I asked you, begged you. You've driven me there and left. You won't know any of this. They wanted to do tests, take samples out of me. Doctors, police, I refused. No one was going to touch me. I shouted, screamed. You've done nothing. I wanted you to. I wanted you back. They drugged me, held me down, and injected me, opened my legs, and took out your cum, evidence. They asked me what you'd done to me. Then they told me what you'd done to me when I wouldn't. We're only after one thing. That's why you disappeared. You'd gotten what you wanted. My mother's screaming at me. The police, a woman psychiatrist who always spoke so quietly. Adults lie. They want things from people, and they lie to get them. And they don't even know they're lying. They do not know themselves. I couldn't hear her sometimes. I had to ask, repeat what she said. Did I know what I'd done? Did I know that I'd hurt people? People who love me. Did I want to hurt them? For days, what had you said? What did you promise me? What words did you use? And in court, I sat in another room and I spoke. I cried. You must have heard me. I cried more than I spoke, and then I said too much. The lawyers were furious with me. It wasn't what they wanted, but I couldn't help it. It was you. You were in the courtroom, and I couldn't see you, so I shouted. I had to let you know. You left me bleeding. You left me alone. You left me in love. When they came home in the end, into the house, parents, not home, the relative's house. I was in the bedroom waiting. They were silent. They didn't move. I sat and waited. They didn't come into the room. I thought maybe you'd gotten off. You'd been let go. You'd be coming back to live beside us until my dad told me later. 6 years. And in the night, I woke up and my mother was there, leaning over me, shouting that they'd been tried. She'd been on the stand, and my dad had to take her out of the room, pull her out of the room. And the judge, what he said about me. You'll remember that I had suspiciously adult yearnings. When my mother told me that, I didn't know what she meant. I hate the life I've had. You wouldn't know that. I wanted you to know that. I knew you'd forget about me.
I wrote you a letter. After a year there, I sent one. They let me send one. They had to read them first. Did you get it?
No. I didn't get any letter.
They called your parents.
What did it say?
Forgive me. Explaining it. Apologizing what I learned about myself. There was another letter, one they wouldn't let me send. I thought it would be good for you to read it. I came back. I was coming back for you.
Coming back?
Yes, I did buy cigarettes, but...
Is this what you used?
No, it's what happened. I bought the cigarettes, but then I went to...
Is this what you used? For this, a smile and a photo?
No. Look, listen, there was a bar and I... Listen! I had a drink. I needed time. I needed to think, to plan, the ferry, how to explain, what to say. I needed a drink. I needed courage. It was going to happen. I walked around for a while, the streets, behind, around, and I knew you were waiting for me, but I had to, until I was back there at the guest house, looking up at the window, the light in the window, the woman was there stripping the sheets. She said, "You're gone, you've run off." It was, what was going on? I left her. I walked out. You weren't at the car where I thought you'd be, or the beach. I shouted for you. I thought you might be hiding. I drove into town looking for you. I didn't know where you'd go. I didn't, why you'd gone. And I started to panic. I thought the police would appear any minute and surround my car. So I parked. And went back into the bar, the same bar, and ordered another drink. And he didn't move. The man there, the same man who served me, staring at me. He asked me about my daughter, had I found her, and I looked at him and I said, yes, I had, she was fine. And there was another man beside me asking if I had a daughter and what was her name, and And another man was getting out of his seat. The first one leaned over the bar. He tried to grab me. I pulled away. Told them, swore at them. Three, four of them after me. I ran out and they chased me. They kept chasing me. I hid. I ran somewhere. Lost them and hid there for, I don't know, an hour. I heard the clock strike midnight. I went back to the car and drove away. I didn't know if you had gone to the police or I was leaving you, but I couldn't stay. I went to where the ferry had left from. Maybe you've gone to, I've gone there too, waiting for me there. I waited till dawn. I knew it was over. Kept driving. I didn't know where to go. I drove west. I heard the news on the radio. Safe and well, found by a couple walking their dog. Police were hunting me. They were hunting my car. They gave out the license plate number. Kept driving. I kept the back roads. Left the car behind, walk. Found a phone booth. Called the police and waited there until they came. I'd never have left you there.
But there's no difference. Leaving or coming back.
No, there is. For me, there is.
Better for you. Easier for you.
It's not easier. The lawyer.
Why stay? Why
the,
stay
the lawyer
now?
Said it was better for me if I had left you there, because it showed I knew the seriousness, the awfulness of what I had done. That I ran from you, never to return, because of what it would look like to a jury, be made to sound like to a jury. That I was coming back for more. Because what else would I come back to you for? When I couldn't find you that night, I thought something must have happened to you. I knew you wouldn't leave me. Someone had taken you. Someone was harming you. I even thought maybe I should go to the police. When they found me, I was on the floor of a phone booth, hugging my knees and crying my eyes out because I'd lost you. I hadn't protected you. It does make me feel better that I was coming back. It does. Whoever I was then, it makes me feel better.
Why didn't you send the letter?
I told you, they wouldn't let me.
There must have been some way.
No.
What happened? What happened?
I don't.
What's going on?
I have to go see.
Is something wrong?
No. Wait here.
Where are you going?
I have to find out what's... Just wait here, okay?
Yes.
It's probably a power failure. Just stay here. I'll be 2 minutes. Unbelievable.
Who?
Them. All of them. They left.
All of them?
Yes, to go home.
Are the doors locked? Are we?
No, I have keys. I'm usually the last.
Why didn't they tell you?
I don't know. They're stupid bastards. What's wrong? One of them must have just not thinking. A stupid joke that...
You have keys?
Yes, I'm usually the last.
You're welcome.
Yes. Why?
Are you the...
What?
The night watchman and security? Are you the...
No.
The janitor?
No.
Oh, they must think you are.
Well, I'm not.
You here. You haven't finished
cleaning
up. You better
in
start. Look at all this.
I traveled like these in these shoes.
You've
been trying to get a quarter staff to photo. What are you talking about, fixation?
Trousers, shorts.
What are you talking about? I have a position here.
I don't know who I'm looking at.
Look, I worked to get this. I worked to get here.
Do you know?
Everything was finished for me, closed to me.
Does anyone?
I slaved to not be a janitor, a drunk, a waste, to rescue something
you
from
them.
You
haven't changed. You still just talk to lie, and don't even know.
Why don't you shut up?
I don't know what to believe, Ray. There's so much to choose from. Do you live in here?
What?
Maybe, oh,
what
the
are you
food is
about?
Yours. This is yours. You live here. You never need. You never. You don't have anyone.
Well, I have someone.
You live in here and eat in here.
I found someone.
Does she know? Does she know you were coming back to me? Did you tell her that? You haven't told her that, have you? You haven't told her anything.
Well, I wanted to. I wanted to, but I wouldn't. Look, and we have a life, and it's better than. Better than anything I could have imagined. Yeah, from that phone booth, from that crying on his knees. My parents, family, when I was inside, the friends, nothing for me. Refused to do anything. My apartment was repossessed. I had debts. I had nothing. But I found her, and I'm the luckiest, most grateful man. Thank you.
for stupid, ignorant.
What?
You coward, I hate to live like this.
Why don't you just shut your mouth?
How old is she? What's the age gap? How much?
1 year. She's 1 year older than me.
So she's old like you. She's 60.
She's not 60.
You're almost 60. Is she still sexy? Does she still turn you on?
Yes.
What does she do?
Jesus.
What do you like? All that sagging skin? What does she do best?
You're ill.
I'm not ill.
Don't come near me!
I'm not ill!
Great here. They don't pay me enough for what I do. I should ask for more. I like what you're wearing.
Can I have my water? I work. I have a job. Before, I traveled for a few years. Now I work. Make good money. A few friends, not many. My apartment could be bigger. I'm a terrible driver, but my car runs perfectly.
How's your mother? Do you still see her?
I have no choice. She sees me. Still won't trust me. My mother. She began finding me boyfriends a few years ago. Eligible men, sons of friends, of neighbors. She invited them over to her house. We'd drink tea. It was like the 19th century winning my hand because I had slept with a lot of men before that. A lot. When I got unhappy, when I'd had enough, when I'd make my parents suffer enough because I told them I'd tell them in detail what I did with these men. I stopped.
How many?
You don't think I keep count, do you?
I don't know, you might.
83.
Do you have someone now?
Yes. We're apart now after 3 years, but I love him. I want to love him again if we can. This water, I need a drink, a real drink. My mouth dry.
Beer?
Yes, is that what you drink?
Sometimes yes. Wine. Beer would be good. Want to
go for a drink?
There's a place not far that we...
A drink?
No.
No.
Well, my stomach. Too much beer.
Yeah, I saw that. It's a pigsty.
Yeah. back here tomorrow and eating here again, and not because the janitor who cleans is the worst. Because nothing. There's an office, and he reads, he sits and reads all day, and sick. Always sick, whenever he feels like it. This is disgusting. And it is a pigsty. Yes, I do. It's all I have.
In that room?
Yes. Just touching you and holding you.
Fucking me?
Yes. Fucking you.
Do you masturbate? Do you come?
Yes. No.
I want
you. I can't. No, no.
Why not?
No, I'm sorry. I can't.
Am I too old, Peter?
It's okay.
Is it Peter? Is it her, Peter?
Yes.
Are you here?
She's at the other end of the building. We can't.
What?
We have to get out of here. Thank you.
talking.
Well, and you've interrupted us.
Are you staying with us?
No.
Darling.
Do you know my mom?
No, I don't.
What's her name?
Una.
You should go now.
You should.
I want to stay here with you.
Darling, you can't. You have to go find mom.
Go. Please go.
Never loved, never desired anyone that age again. Ever.
Just me?
Yes. Just you. You're the only one. I have to go to them.
No.
They need me.
No!